Hi everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Center. And in this session, I'd like to discuss some of the really deep hidden crap that we as women are pushing against. It really came up as a bit of an epiphany for me because my mum used to say to me, "Don't get too big for your boots." And I remember at the time thinking that was a really weird thing for a tiny little Chinese woman to be saying because it's quite a British phrase, I think. But I'm really imagining that she heard this as an expression and it resonated with her. Now, for those of you who know my mom or who have watched the video with her in the Reiki interview, she is the sweetest, kindest, like she's just a lovely person. So I am not saying for a second that this is a deliberate movement on her part to make me feel diminished, okay? But I think it is something that runs through us as women very, very deeply. And so this movement of energy within all of us that is stay small is something that is a very common theme for us as women, as healers, as teachers, as we start to expand. We hit a fear barrier. And some people could say, oh, it's a past life as a witch and I was persecuted. It's actually much deeper than that because I'm not imagining all of us were witches in a past life. But if you think about the process of liberation that we as women have experienced over the past 50 years, and that's the problem. Like when we in the UK, it was only in the mid-1970s, 1974, 75, that we could own our own bank account and we could own our own mortgage. So I was born already. Like I was like 10 already when this shift was happening. So it's very much in my mum's generation, they were not allowed that. They needed a man. They needed to be married because otherwise they couldn't survive or they had to stay at home, right? And so, this idea of our independence, of us becoming independent, autonomous, big for our boots, this is something that is really only my generation. Like, it's not my mother's generation. And the other thing that a friend of mine pointed out was it's even deeper because in the Chinese culture, my mother's grandmother bound her feet. So, this is in her living memory. Her grandmother had these tiny feet because in the Chinese culture, bound feet was a sign of beauty. And what happened is that when you bind feet, you can't walk, you can't run away. Like you are trapped because you can't go anywhere. You are in excruciating pain all your life and you are reliant on those around you. And this reliance and this fear of getting too big, that we would be somehow persecuted or cast out or rejected is a very, very deep wound. And I want to talk about it because for many of us, we might not connect it. And that connection and that breaking of my generation, and if you're younger, the younger generation, you will hit upon this weird unconscious because we didn't experience it. Like by the time I was old enough to have my own bank account, I was allowed it. It just wasn't discussed. By the time I took out a mortgage, I was allowed to. So I don't have a conscious knowledge that this is new, that I am the first generation that this was allowed. I mean, that to me is nuts in itself. So if you're my age, if you're hitting 50s and 60s, we are the pioneers, which is why for many of us, we hit on this fear barrier when we start to expand our work, when we start to step into our power, when we start to teach, when we start to get up in front of people, when we start to get too big for our boots, we start to hit fear and doubt. And is this okay? And that is this okay? I want you to know that it comes from a very, very deep place of a very not so distant past where it was not okay. Our survival was dependent on being small in being compliant and in keeping our men happy. Okay, so it's really important for you to understand that this, if you are hitting this fear of doubt or self-confidence, or I'm not good enough for this, or I shouldn't be doing this, or I'm being too loud, I'm being too much, I'm being too independent, too autonomous, people don't like it. It's coming from a very close place. It's coming from your mum's generation and grandparents and etc. And if you are younger, if you are the generation that wasn't even born into this, just look at your mum, right? Is she struggling with this? Because that is her fear is going to carry through. And what I realized was my mum's unconscious fear that if I get too big for my boots, I will be rejected by the men, the society. Like when I got my divorce, she was petrified for me, absolutely petrified. And at the time, I was kind of like, well, that's a bit weird because I'm much happier. But I understand her fear. I understand it because if it had been her day, like that was not an option for her. So understanding this breakthrough that we are currently pioneering might help you to step into your power more solidly. Because the thing to realize is that you are operating on an old system and it's time to update your system. So I was kind of thinking, how could I reverse this? So, whatever it is for you, whatever the expression is, it might not be too big for your boots, it might be something else. Take that unconscious pattern and start to shift it. So I was playing around with that this morning and I was thinking, okay, I'm too big for my boots. Huh. Okay. So I can go out and buy bigger boots. Right. And then I kept on playing with that and I was like, oh, there are bigger boots waiting for me to step into. And then almost like immediately after that, it was like, I am stepping into bigger boots. Bigger boots have arrived. And they're shiny. So it's really starting to look at what are some of the patterns that are operating in you. And when you hit the fear barrier of being too much, whatever that too much is, too loud, too strong, too independent, too whatever, too aggressive, too, all that crap that we get as women that men don't get. All of that stuff. And this is, by the way, this is not an anti-man rant, okay, at all. This is not their fault. It's certainly not the generation's fault that are alive now because they didn't make the rules, okay? This is just the cultural shift that has happened. So there's no blame here. But it is our job to break through those old patterns that no longer exist. We can now open bank accounts. We can now vote. We can now, we have equal rights. Now, obviously, doesn't always play out like that. I know there's still inequality. I'm not delusional about this stuff, but every generation we close the gap, and it is certainly, we have the legal system behind us. We have changed the rules. However, even though we've changed the rules, we're still carrying a lot of the old baggage and the old fear and the old epigenetics, right? And those epigenetics is like the DNA of our structure and our minds and our memories and our survival instincts. So it's not to be underestimated. Just because the rules change and you can suddenly open your bank account doesn't mean that opening your bank account is going to be an easy thing. There's still going to be some apprehension around it. Like, are they going to close it down at any point? Am I going to be dependent again? And even though that is illogical, it's still running because it's literally 1975, guys. It wasn't that long ago that all this stuff really changed here in the UK. I don't know about your country, but certainly that shift, I think, has been global in a sense. Like some countries have been a lot more liberated than others. But what I'm talking about is if you are experiencing this kind of fear as you move into your future, because frankly, your gifts and your strength and your Your wisdom is required. It's clearly required. Look around you. And so, this keeping yourself small, right? Not getting bigger than your boots. These things are outdated patterns that we need to break because actually the world does need you and it does need your gifts and it does need your wisdom. And so, stepping into that is becoming more and more important. And it's to understand that these chains or these fears that we're living with are no longer accurate. And this is really important because I see people, and this happens all the time in Reiki Master Teacher training, right? Every single person hits fear. Fear that they're not good enough, they don't know enough. Who am I? And this thing of who am I to step into my power seems to be weirdly universal with most of us. And I don't understand it. It's like, it's kind of weird. I had it too, by the way. So I'm not saying I didn't have it, but I guess for me, it was a long time ago. So I don't always remember it. But when I see people coming in fresh who are so clearly amazing. And us also so clearly attracting people. They have people that are coming up to them saying, I want to learn Reiki from you. And they're like, ooh, no. That is the fear is coming up. Fear of judgment, fear of rejection, fear of being thrown out of the community, essentially. Now, logically, you are not thinking like that, I know. But illogically, in the epigenetics, in the DNA of your memory, you know it's dangerous, but it's not. So, that part of you, that kind of primitive survival instinct of you that has been carried on from the generations, a couple of generations before you, where standing up, speaking your mind, expressing yourself was dangerous. So, it's important to kind of understand it's not come from nowhere. And it's not come from you. So this is like generational. And so breaking these bonds is something that feels much harder than it is. And that's the key thing that I want you to get, right? It feels harder because we are still resonating with that past energy, and it's quite strong in our system, especially if you're my generation, because we're pioneers, right? We're the first ones to do it. So there is that really deep kind of fear resonance that happens of not being too big for your boots because then you'll be in big trouble, right? But it is not actual fact. It's not actual truth in the society we live in today. We are safe, we are protected, we are allowed. And so stepping into that truth and changing our mindset. Honestly, we are clearing the way for the next generation, right? Because if we don't input our fear into our girls, our children, then they don't grow up with that, right? Because we start to separate, we start to allow their expression, we start to encourage it. I have to say, I have never told either of my girls not to be too big for your boots. Never said that. I'm like, go out, buy more boots, get bigger boots. Higher boots. And if you've met my girls, you know they love their boots. So I'm proud to say that I think I've broken that. But I do notice that even with my girls, my daughters, there is a reluctance to, it's kind of weird. There's a reluctance to be perceived as too much. There is a reluctance, and it's amazing how often they're told that by other women and by men as well. Lots of times men are like, shush, shush. You're too much, you're too loud, you're too this, you're too that. So anyway, not really sure where I'm going with this. Started waffling again. Yes. So tools and techniques you can use. I would really start playing with affirmations with your Reiki. If this is resonating with you, and find the expression and turn it into the positive. So for me, don't be too big for your boots has now, I've shifted it into I'm wearing bigger boots. My boots are huge. Whatever. I haven't quite got the right thing yet, but I'm kind of working on it. So find something that makes you feel empowered, makes you feel right, makes you feel allowed. You have permission to be bigger, to be louder, to be more seen, and put that as an affirmation, send Reiki to it, get used to it, feel how it feels. And then the other thing is just really this stepping in. Like a lot of people, they'll say to me, "Whoa, how do you do videos? How do you write books?" All this kind of thing. When I first started getting out here, I was petrified. Like when I first published my book, I was absolutely petrified because I felt I would get a negative reaction. And I have to say, I look at some of the trolling that goes on the internet and I just think, oh my God, that's just awful. I have never had that. I mean, people that come and find my channel and stick around are not the kind of people that are going to troll because there's nothing I'm saying that's really that trollable, right? It's kind of like boring for most people when they're not into this kind of thing. So you are a lot more boring than you think you are. If you're not that controversial. And that's what I've realized. It's like no one gives a shit. Like, who cares? Who's gonna take the effort to troll me and write something rude or mean? Because I'm not that interesting. And neither are you, honestly. The people who are going to find your words and are gonna resonate with you are gonna be your people. And there's nothing to be afraid of. And this is something that, again, you don't see until you try it. But if you are locking your voice down because you're too scared of the reaction, or you're too embarrassed of what people might say, then the only way to get over that is to have a few people disagree with you and realize that you don't die. Like nothing bad happens. And I'm really putting it in those words because the feeling is I might die because a few generations back, you would have been just thrown into an asylum, right? Or you would have been thrown out on the streets, or you would have been homeless. Like you would have died. So this feeling you have in you that is so out of proportion with the fact that some person might write, "I don't like your channel." Which has just never happened to me, by the way. I mean, sometimes people disagree with my opinions, but I mean, yeah, of course, why not? That's okay. But there's never been a threat, like life-threatening, which is what it feels like before you put yourself out there. So I totally understand the intensity of the fear. But what I'm saying is, logically and societally, it is no longer accurate. So you need to push through that. Like you just need to do it. And so it's the expression and then the noticing of people's reactions. Nobody is overreacting. Nobody is throwing me in an asylum. Nobody is kicking me out on the streets. I have autonomy. I have independence. I have my own money. You might have your own house. Like, just look around at how well you're doing and how safe you are. You are safe. And so you are allowed to express yourself. And when you start to do this, maybe in little bits, and when I started this channel, however many years ago, it was just my mum and my mates looking. It was pretty easy. Few of them give me a thumbs up, 20 people watch my videos. And to be honest, it hasn't grown into this crazy hundreds of thousands of views anyway. So the people that are finding you, who are resonating with you, they resonate with you. They like what you're saying. They agree with you. There's something about what you're putting out there that is hitting them, that is helping them. And that's what we need. We need all of us, anybody that has a bit of kindness to give out into the world, a bit of love, a bit of support, to put it out into the world. Don't hide it, right? It's not helpful. It's not helpful, and it's not what we need right now. So we really need this rising up of empathy and this rising up of standing for your values and and doing it. That's the only way this shift is really going to happen, if we all start to put our voice and energy into the world and not hide it and not be afraid of using our voice, of using our energy to really start participating in this world that we live in, because we're allowed and we have rights, and it's not like it was 50 years ago. And it kind of feels freaky for me to say 50 years ago, because that's not that long ago. So you understand that you are actually dealing with a real thing energetically. We really are breaking some very, very strong bonds that have been in place for hundreds of years. So it is a big deal, but it is also no longer accurate. So it's really important that we break and deliberately break and step into our power so that we can feel it. It's not actually that scary once we step into it. And the more you step into it, the more permission comes in and the less fear comes in. So sometimes I post like really naughty videos that I know are going to get people's backs up. And it's kind of fun for me now, honestly. I kind of find it fun when people are like, "Wah!" But I don't do it that often, because I'm like, okay, I don't really have that bandwidth for that much drama. But every now and again, I'll kind of stick my toe in and poke something, and it's fun now. It's not scary. But I do understand it is scary in the beginning. So all I would say is, remember, it's not real. Two, remember your Reiki techniques. Start to shift some of these affirmations, change some of the patterns of your thinking. What are the favorite keep small sayings that you heard from society, from your parents, from your friends, whoever, and just start looking at them and shifting them. What's the opposite? What's a more empowering way of looking at this phrase? And then just start breaking it down. And then the third thing, most important, is use your voice. Just put it out there, see what happens. Right? You don't have to go tonto, but just put it out there a little bit. Just this is the way that I'm feeling. This is the way that I'm showing up in the world, and just see the response. Little things. I hope you enjoyed that session. Please do like, subscribe, comment, because that really helps other people to find me. Also, I'd like to just let you know how you can connect with me more or get involved in more of the stuff I do. I do have a monthly free gathering that happens on the Sundays once a month. It's really nice to meet with people, to see you face to face. Those interactions and conversations aren't recorded, but I love meeting you guys and just kind of connecting in with the people that find me. The other thing that I do is a weekly container, a community container. Now, this is specifically a group of people who like to meet to experience the stillness. So it's very much about not the doing or not the planning or all that kind of thing, but it's coming back into our truth, or into what we call the still point or the zero point. And that is the true authentic piece of us that is available. And it's a massive resource when we tap into it. And when we tap into it every week, these meditations, they are recorded, so you can go back to them and practice. But the idea is, the more that we practice coming into the truth of who we are, the right here, the right now, the presence that we talk about a lot on this channel, then when we start to stray away from that, when we start to get really caught up in the mind, then it's a really good reminder. So the more we practice this, the more we notice when we're moving away from ourselves. So that's the weekly community container. And then the other thing that I am putting together for next year, super excited about this, is a Transform Your Life 1 year coaching, mentoring, get things shifting. Now, we all know 2026 is going to be a pretty big year for many of us. We've been feeling it through this year already. And so this Transform Your Life course is really for anybody that wants to come together as a community to be supported through a transformative process. And so that will include monthly themes and gatherings, again online, to really talk through what we're going to be holding for that month. And we all hold it for each other. So there's a very powerful intention setting that happens. And then you will also be together with a smaller group of buddies in your mastermind group who will meet weekly to really support each other. And so you are going to be held for an entire year. We're going to kick off in December this year, and then we're really going to get going in January 2026. And this process, I promise you, will be so powerful. So if you're interested in that, please also have a look, sign up, show your interest. And then the last thing, just to let you know that I do personal sessions, more coaching, mentoring, but also therapeutic in nature. If you need some help with that, then please also get in contact with me. Just jump onto the website, have a look, and yeah, stay connected. Thanks so much. Hope to see you on one of those. Bye.